Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Associated Press is reporting the death toll from last weekend's tornadoes and storms that hit six U.S. states increased to 88 Monday, including 74 in Kentucky. President Biden last night declared a major disaster in Tennessee and issued an emergency declaration in Illinois one day after declaring a major disaster in Kentucky. Representative Liz Cheney, the vice chair of the mostly partisan January 6th committee, gathered Monday night to advance contempt of Congress charges against former Congressman Republican Mark Meadows.
Mr. Meadows received numerous text messages, which he has produced without any privilege claim, imploring that Mr. Trump take the specific action we all knew his duty required.
Mr. Meadows on Fox News.
Executive privilege that Donald Trump has claimed is his to waive. It's not mine to waive. It's not Congress's to waive. And that's why we filed the lawsuit.
USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
President Biden is heading to Kentucky Wednesday to assess tornado damage.
President Joe Biden is planning to travel to Kentucky Wednesday to assess storm damage in Fort Campbell, Mayfield, and Dawson Springs. Biden told all the governors the federal government will do everything it can possibly do to help.
This administration has made it clear to every governor, whatever they need, when they need it. When they need it, make it known to me, and we'll get it to them as rapidly as we can. And that's what we're doing here in Kentucky.
The trip comes in the wake of devastating tornadoes that ripped through the South and parts of the Midwest Friday, leaving fatalities across five different U.S. states. The storm hit a candle factory in Mayfield, Kentucky, with more than 100 employees still inside the building at the time the tornado struck. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
We are USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The mostly partisan January 6th committee gathered Monday to advance contempt of Congress charges against former North Carolina Congressman Republican Mark Meadows. Mr. Meadows on Fox News Monday night.
Well, listen, they want to talk about the part that fits their narrative. And what we do know, and one of the things that is coming out more and more clearly each and every day is that everyone condemned what happened in terms of the breach of the security on the Capitol on January 6th. But what we also know is that President Trump wanted to make sure that the people that came, that there was a safe environment for that kind of assembly. And I've said that publicly before, the 10,000 National Guard troops, that he wanted to make sure that everything was safe and secure. And yet, the way that some of the Democrats are spinning this, trying to spin some nefarious purpose, I think at the end of the day, they're going to find that not only did the president act, but he acted quickly. And in doing all of that, it's important, with this contempt vote that's coming up tomorrow. There's a very high probability that they will refer me for criminal contempt to DOJ, be turned over to the hands of DOJ. I can say this, that when you look at the criminal component of this, the intent, there's never been an intent on my part.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits, paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
On track. Bill Martinez live.
And the question I keep asking is, what does that look like for you, ladies and gentlemen? What does getting back on track look like? We have to agree on the coordinates, right? On the destination, and then we can unite around that and realize that any other attack or anything that would take us off that track is something that we would greatly resist. Otherwise, we're just going to be so open-minded and accept any idea along the way, and this is what progressives and the Democrats are counting on, because traditionally, this is what conservatives have done. They fail to really, I just don't know about this. It just seems like, and I got to bring Dr. Paul Kengor on right now. Paul, of course, is the professor of political science at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania. Paul, what is it about conservatives? And are they just so well-meaning people that they think that everybody's fair-minded and we all want the same thing in mind, you know, when it comes to our family and our country, you know, and they just are so laissez-faire? Meanwhile, our country, the ideals, the traditions of our country are so under attack by these progressives that want to, as the leader of Black Lives Matter in New York says, just say, we just want to burn it all down.
Well, yeah, Bill, we are by nature more optimistic. And, I have, ironically, a quote right here in front of me from President Reagan in January 1983. And you would never hear a liberal say this. Reagan said, quote, "I've always believed that this blessed land was set apart in a special way, that some divine plan placed this great continent here between the two oceans to be found by people from every corner of the earth, people who had a special love for freedom," unquote. You know, that was a kind of a faith-based, optimistic view of an exceptional America.
Exactly.
And it's not how liberals think of America. It's not how they think of the founding. You know, they think our country was founded not in 1776, as it was, but, 1619, with
right.
the first slaves to arrive in the country, which is just complete nonsense. It's
yes.
utter complete nonsense.
And again, educators understand that it's nonsense, but for some reason, it continues to be given some sort of resonance, and it's amazing to me is that, wait a minute, most reasonable people agree it's one big fable, but it lives on, supported by those in the media and those in power that want us to believe a lie.
Well, that's exactly right. And they do this through ideology, through the ideas that they push, and, critical race theory, which looks back at America as everything involving race, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing
right.
but race. everything revolves around race. As Ibram X. Kendi says in How to Be an Anti-Racist, every single policy, every single idea is looked at through race. There's no such thing as a race-neutral policy. Actually, there is. you don't have to look at everything that way. You know, Martin Luther King Jr. talked about judge people by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. He wanted a colorblind society. You and I, Bill, you know, growing up in the 70s, 80s, you know, that's what we were taught. We were taught to, you know, view people in a colorblind way. Mm-hmm. But to these modern critical race theorists, there's no such thing as being colorblind. You have to be color obsessed.
Yes,
you
exactly.
You have to be race obsessed. So if I'm a white guy and I'm looking at somebody who their skin is darker. And by the way, this is a whole interesting thing. One of my student assistants is very, very, very dark skinned. He jokes about it. He's a really neat kid with a great attitude. And he points out he's not African American. He's from India.
Yes.
And he said, so, you know, he said, am I black? I said, I'm not African American. I would be technically Indian American.
Yes.
But these critical race theorists, and remember the song by Michael Jackson, it doesn't matter if you're black or white.
Right.
With these people, all that matters is if you're black or white. And there's only two categories. Black, capital B, white, capital W, nothing in between.
Right.
It's really simplistic. It's really divisive. It pits people against one another. And it does what Marx and Marxism did, which is puts people in two classes, oppressed versus oppressor. You're in one or the other. And depending on which one you're in, either way, the other one is your foe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that you're antagonistic toward them. So it's really hideous, really divisive. It's not what America is all about. But these modern cultural revolutionaries have always been about redefining what America is all about. Mm-hmm.
So while we are working our butts off to provide for our families, get our kids through college, little did we know that our kids were being indoctrinated with this type of ideology. And it's amazing how the switch got flipped so quickly. I know this has been something that's been going on for decades. It just hasn't been. But it's just amazing that this last generation here has been so powerfully affected to buy into this faux narrative. And, you know, and it doesn't stand the test of tradition, the test of time, the test of history. But, you know, the kids are going to have to end up learning the hard way that gravity still exists, that when you defy it, there are consequences. And this is what we're going through. And I know it's frustrating for, you know, people in our generation, Paul, because we see our kids heading to a cement wall at Mach speeds. And we're trying to say, slow down. You know, you are going to get hurt. And it's not just you, but it's going to be your kids. Our grandkids are all going to be part and parcel of this disaster and this road that you're traveling on right now. You've been lied to, like so much of, you know, that people have been lied to. As we look back, I mean, here we're dealing with abortion again and with Roe v. Wade before the Supreme Court. And it's all because of a lie. We're dealing with an open border right now. All because of a lie. We're dealing with the compromise of our national security. All because of a lie. We're dealing with a messed up economy because of more lies that they want to tell us that, you know, all these great government services are paid for and we're not going to pay anything for it. But meanwhile, we're seeing the reality at the gas pumps and every time we go to the grocery store. So the lies keep on continuing. I mean, we're so enveloped by lies, Paul. I don't know what it's going to take for somebody to just finally say, stop the picking lying. You know, we've had enough of your lies, and get these people, get these liars out of our, out of the sphere of influence, out of our government, so we don't have to deal with them anymore. And let's find a way to bring people who only know the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but.
Well, and to bring it back to your opening comments, Bill, about conservatives, you know, Ronald Reagan defined conservatism as upholding the time-tested values and ideals, right? Mm-hmm. You know, Russell Kirk said conservatism is about having an enduring moral order. And for these progressives, it's about an evolving evolving moral order. In fact, I mean, you could put the word moral in there for them, mm-hmm. right? Right? Everything's evolving. Everything's changing. Everything's in a constant state of flux. But you know, one of the reasons that conservatives, and polls even show this, is that as bad as the country is, when you poll conservatives versus liberals, liberals are so miserable.
Yes.
It's like, wait, you guys are getting your way. Aren't you happy now? You know, and conservatives are still happy and positive about the American dream because we're by nature more positive. I think it's the faith-based difference.
Without a doubt, and I've spoken to so many comedians who say they love to be amongst conservatives because they know how to laugh. He says it's the progressives that are so miserable and it's hard to get, you know, for them to even get a joke. We've got more from Dr. Paul Kengor. Say,
what if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. One of the most moving illustrations of the impact of the Tide Ministry has been by award-winning singer and songwriter Frances Droth. A dear friend of our ministry, Frances has shared the stage with other well-known women such as Carol Kent, Ruth Graham, and Kay Arthur. Her powerful song, She Was Born in Africa, written specifically for the Tide Ministry and accompanying video, can be found at thetide.org. The video images of beautiful African people reveal the need for God's Word and how the Tide Ministry can help tell them about Jesus through our radio broadcasts. One of my favorite lines Frances sings is, "There's a tide rolling in and there is healing for the nations in the wake of God's love." To watch the video and learn how you can pray for people whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Hey,
Hey, welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, where we're fresh and independent, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Dr. Paul Kengor, the professor of political science at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania, continues with us. We were talking about, you know, so many Christmases in the history of our nation, of the world, and really think about it, so many miracles. I mean, you hear of miracles that somehow, you know, happen on Christmas or around Christmas. And you think, that's interesting, you know, Paul, that why is it that these miracles seem to mount up so often around Christmas?
Well, we've been told as believers to pray, right? Mm-hmm, where right. More than one is gathered in my name. And you know, it's a time when people are praying, worshiping. For so many of us, you know, a lot of people, a lot of friends and family will go to church just once or twice a year, right? Christmas time and Easter time. And so this is the one time when the churches are full, or at least more full than usual. So I don't know, maybe that's our payoff, mm-hmm. right?
I'd like to think that it's God reminding us that, you know, as he says repeatedly in his word, that you will know that I am God, you know, and that maybe a little bit. You know, I was just reading again this morning about Jonah and his frustration. I don't want to go to Nineveh because I know you're so merciful and you're going to forgive those knuckleheads. I mean, you know, they deserve punishment. They don't deserve your mercy. And, again, we don't appreciate the heart of God, that he doesn't want anybody to be lost. And, you know, and you think about this Christmas season, and the people who have hope are people of faith, people who believe in God. The people who are walking around, you know, rather gloom and just, you know, depressed are ones that, you know, you just want to say you've got to find your faith for the sake of your own, you know, psychology. I mean, you know, I know it's crazy right now. We got all these smash and grab things that are going on in big cities across the country, this lawlessness that's taking place. But, you know, that's not your future. That is not the future of anybody who is a follower of God, because here it is. What they're doing is totally against God. That's a clear manifestation of evil.
Well, that's right. And I wrote a piece called Christmas 1981, mm-hmm. heralded the collapse of communism in Poland. I wrote it for National Catholic Register. It's up right now. And I talk about 40 years ago right now. It was December 13th, 1981, and martial law was declared mm-hmm. in Poland. They rounded up all the members of Lech Wałęsa's Solidarity movement. They were shooting people. Thousands of union leaders, dissidents, intellectuals were shipped off to internment camps. There were like 5,000 to 50,000 people who were seized without trial. Hundreds of reported fatalities. That all happened on a Sunday during mm-hmm. Advent in Poland right. under communism, the Lord's Day, right?
Right.
And about 10 days after that, the ambassador of Poland, Romuald Spiszowski, defected to the United States and was meeting in the Oval Office with Ronald Reagan on December 22nd, 1981. He's there with his wife, Wanda, and this is such a touching thing here, Bill. So the ambassador turned, the ambassador of this communist state says to the president, President Ronald Reagan, right there in the Oval Office, he says, "May I ask you a favor, Mr. President? Would you light a candle and put it in the window tonight for the people of Poland?" And imagine this, Bill. And I imagine the president right now who did something like this. Mm. Ronald Reagan said, "Well, sure," right? And he stands up with him. And they go to the second floor of the White House. The four of them, Vice President Bush was with them. And Michael Deaver was there, too. So probably about a half dozen people all together. And they fetch a candle. They light it, they put it in the window of the White House dining room, and then, not to be outdone here, Ronald Reagan, the next evening, December 23rd, 1981, gives a nationally televised speech where he wishes everybody a Merry Christmas, and he talks about what happened and what's going on in Poland. He said, "Christmas in Poland has been celebrated there for 1,000 years, a land of deep religious faith, but Christmas brings little joy to the courageous Polish people this year because they've been betrayed by their own government." So Reagan on national television says, I'd like all of you Americans to do Paula the favor. Take out a candle in your house, light it, and put it in your window to keep hope alive for freedom in Poland. Mm. Imagine the people of Poland if they knew the President of the United States was doing this for them, right? So millions of Americans did that Christmas Eve in Poland. And, you know, we're not going to say that, you know, A led to B, but you know, within 10 years of those candles being lit, in fact, it was by December of 1989, communism collapsed in Poland. And to give you another anniversary related to this, exactly 10 years later, Christmas 1991, Mikhail Gorbachev gets on the phone and calls President George H.W. Bush and says, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, and I want to tell you that I'm resigning as president of the Soviet Union. And on that date, he resigned the evil empire. So the Soviet Union dissolved on Christmas Day, 1991. This communist state that had banned religion, that had banned Christmas for decades. So you know, all of that happened. Christmas 1981, Christmas 1991, you know, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. So yeah, this is a special time of year when you know, for the faithful who have hope, miracles do happen.
Yeah, hope reigns, that's for sure. And you know, you don't know, and I think that's a fair question. We don't know for sure, but we don't know that it wasn't. And like anything that happens in the world, it's all a process. And it just starts with people's one heart at a time, Paul, turning their heart to God. You know, going back to what you said in the first segment, you know, there was a reason that America was blessed. And just like Israel, the reason that God blessed Israel, that they would bless others. And this country has blessed others. The blessings that we've received from God, we have aimed to other countries. Now, we're not perfect by no means. We're humanoids. We're fallen people. But on its face, when you look at how America has intended to serve, and I would say the hearts of Americans, maybe with our leadership, because we don't know about some of the shenanigans that are happening in the deep state and in the shadows of the government, which sometimes is very hurtful for, I think, American citizens when they talk to people overseas and you know, and they share things that our government did that we had no idea that our government did. And you just go, well, and in a sense, they're doing it in our name, and they're unfairly and unrighteously misrepresenting we the people. And shame on them for doing that. And, you know, and that's part of you know, the misunderstanding, that's part of, you know, the challenge that all Americans carry with them, is that as good as this country has been, we are led by common men and women who fall victim, you know, to their wrongheadedness and poor decisions. And sometimes you can call it greed, you can call it whatever you want to call it, but it's not in the manner of which we should honor the blessings of God.
Well, and I have a lot of Ronald Reagan quotes for you, I guess, coincidentally today, Bill. And Reagan said, if we don't remember that we're a nation under God, we'll be a nation gone under.
Exactly.
And he used to quote his favorite Old Testament verse was 2 Chronicles 7:14. Mm-hmm. And that's the one where God says, if my people turn from their wicked ways, right? Yeah. The nation of Israel, I will bless my people. I will heal their land. Yeah. And, you know, in America, Reagan said, you know, God forbid, shudder if this nation that's been so richly blessed should then turn its back on that God, yeah, right? And not only not thank God, but maybe invite God's punishment for turning our backs on God. And I shouldn't end on a negative note after all this optimism, but I think that's what we're facing in America.
Well, it's the reality, though, Paul, as people need to understand. People ask me, are we being judged? I said, I don't know if we're being judged, but is it going to hurt for you to respond as if we are? And if we are being judged, then what would you do? Would you be like Nineveh? Would you cry out to God? Would you put on burlap and your your penitent sackcloth, you know, in order to let an almighty God know that you're sorry for the sins you've committed. Just a question. Paul Kengor, thank you, sir.
Is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen temporal scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Associated Press is reporting the death toll from last weekend's tornadoes and storms that hit six U.S. states increased to 88 Monday, including 74 in Kentucky. President Biden last night declared a major disaster in Tennessee and issued an emergency declaration in Illinois one day after declaring a major disaster in Kentucky. Representative Liz Cheney, the vice chair of the mostly partisan January 6th committee, gathered Monday night to advance contempt of Congress charges against former Congressman Republican Mark Meadows.
Mr. Meadows received numerous text messages, which he has produced without any privilege claim, imploring that Mr. Trump take the specific action we all knew his duty required.
Mr. Meadows on Fox News.
Executive privilege that Donald Trump has claimed is his to waive. It's not mine to waive. It's not Congress's to waive. And that's why we filed the lawsuit.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. We got Jeff Kemp, author of Facing the Blitz, former NFL quarterback and now ministry leader. Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
I am well. Excited about Christmas. Not just Christmas Day, but
yes,
all that Jesus Christ coming to earth, Emmanuel.
Yeah.
Means.
Amen. Yeah.
And I want to
get into that, but can I just interrupt for just a second? I want to address.
It's your show, Bill.
Thank you. Well, you know, I always appreciate our time together because it's a joint effort because, you know, God leads us both, and it's always exciting when we get together. I go, okay, what's God going to do with us now? And so we just hang on. But, you know, one thing I've been wanting to ask you about is I've noticed in, you know, football season, you know, the football helmets carry a message. You know, some stop hate, stop racism, this sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
And you know, as a leader, that you don't tell people what not to do. You tell them what to do. And this idea of stopping racism or stop hate is it's not in our human capacity to just order a stoppage of hate. You can't legislate it. We've tried to do all this stuff. That doesn't happen. It happens because of God in us, Emmanuel, as you say, in the season of gratefulness that we're in as we, you know, come into this Christmas season. So much to be thankful, hopeful, so much to rejoice in as this is the third week of the Advent calendar. All this good stuff. But it happens in the hearts of men, not in the back of football helmets. And I was just curious to get your read on that.
You know what? I've given a little thought to that before, but I think what you just said made me think deeper about it, and I appreciate that. I don't want to dismiss or disparage what anyone is trying to do, whether it's just kind of the shallowness of words or whether they're deep, heartfelt meaning. But, you know, I've always used this analogy. You don't go in the huddle and say, okay, guys, it's third down. We got 8 yards to go. We really need this first down. I don't want any penalties. I don't want any fumbles. I don't want any interceptions. Don't screw up. Ready? Break. You walk to the line of scrimmage, and the linemen are turning around, scratching their head. The running back's walking up to you and tapping your shoulder. The receivers are looking at you as a quarterback saying, dude, you told us what not to do, but what's the play?
Yes, exactly.
What are we going to do? What are we going to run?
Mm-hmm.
I think that humans inherently will respond best to a compelling yes, mm-hmm. more so than a punishing no.
Exactly.
And
good point.
You just brought out that point. Secondly, you brought out the point, which is a bigger one, that there is a problem that we literally cannot fix. Only supernatural divine intervention can address it, and that is the human heart of every single being, from the most Mother Teresa-like wonderful person on earth to the most evil and heinous and damaged and damaging, is diseased by this condition of, I want to be my own little God. I want to be in charge. I'm going to kind of do it my way. It's called sin.
Mm-hmm.
And sin is the root of racism, hatred, marital discord, divorce, abuse, sex trafficking, greed. It's sin,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Exactly.
So I could see on a helmet a sign maybe that said, I'm aiming to love.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because for me to tell you to love or to me to tell you to end racism isn't really something I have in my power. But what I do have power over is I can say and aim for certain virtues and values. And if I say I'm aiming for love, I'm aiming for peace, I'm aiming for kindness,
mm-hmm.
then you're more likely to respond to it than if I say, come on, Bill, get with the program and go love people.
Right. Exactly. Well, you know,
which one do you want to respond to?
And exactly, and it goes back to what we were talking about a couple of weeks ago with the fruit of the Spirit, you know, in alternating each day, you know, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, you know, as you go through each day, or even if you say, hey, for a week, I'm going to focus on love, you'd be surprised how that comes up and how proactive your mindset alters, you know, from the first moment you said, okay, I'm going to focus on love and being loving and understanding, and it's also interesting how God leads you to his word to reinforce your objective to be more loving that week, right? I mean, these are the things that I find. I go, God, you're so good. You are just awesome that you would do that.
So let's shift to, I think, the topic you brought up.
Okay, audible time? Are we going to do audible? Time for an audible.
We're going back to the original.
Okay, back to the original. Okay, the other was audible. Okay, all right.
About
okay.
Rejoicing.
Yes.
Let's talk about rejoicing. Why rejoice?
Mm-hmm.
If I got this sin problem, and my wife's got this sin problem, and my kids got it, and the president's got it, and the Senate and House have it, and the guy committing crimes has it, and the guy running, you know, Amazon has it, what am I going to do? Am I just going to focus on that, or am I going to find something to rejoice in? And here's my metaphor I want to start us with. If you had a lawn shed, a little, you know, 10-foot by 10-foot shed in the back of your yard that you kept your lawn mower and your tools in, okay? And it was in crummy shape. And in fact, what if it got flooded? What if a tornado came along and really messed it up? Or you lost it altogether or it burned down? You might be upset and frustrated, mm-hmm. and sad and think about your deficit. But what if the same thing happened to your lawn shed, but the day before you had inherited a 10,000-foot mansion that was in pristine condition and was built out of materials that could never be flooded, burned, damaged by any tornado, any situation. And that mansion was less about the fanciness, but it was a place of feasting and celebration and joy and love forever and ever and ever with everyone that had humility and love for God.
Yeah.
Would you be as upset about the lawn shed being burnt down or crummy? Or would the transcending joy of that mansion that you just inherited dominate your emotions? I would hope that you and I would be mostly shaped by the thrill and happiness and gratitude and joy of that mansion we inherited.
Yeah.
And so it's pretty easy to make the parallel to why we should rejoice.
Well, it reminds me of Jeff really quick. There was a motivational speaker. I'm trying to remember his name right now. He lived down in San Diego, very famous. Anyway, he comes upon his home. His house is on fire. And his kids are outside, and his wife and are outside. And with that spirit in mind that you just shared, he goes to his family, and and he's, oh man, this is so awful and everything. And the family was all kind of happy because it wasn't even they were thinking so much about that their home was down. It was they had faith to think of what was next and that something better was happening. And he had to tell him, he said, you guys quit being so happy. They're going to think you started the fire. That was great. But yeah, you're exactly right. If you know where you're going to end up and the mansions that Jesus is building for us, what's here on earth and so temporal matters so little. This is why, one of the things that God revealed to me and is my constant prayer, because of what Jesus did on the cross and the punctuation of his resurrection secured our eternity. We are liberated from sin and death as a result of Easter Sunday, of this gift that started with Christmas, Emmanuel with us, and being concluded with his crucifixion and resurrection. We're in a no-lose proposition here, Jeff Kemp.
We are. As it says in Corinthians, Paul said, our mortality, temporary and the earthly, this tent we live in, it's going to be replaced by eternal, perfect life. And God gave us the Holy Spirit as proof if you put your faith in Christ. So we don't need to walk by sight in our bank account and our circumstances. We have faith of a perfect future, infinitely better, with Christ then completely, and with Christ now through our trials and difficulties. We have a chance to share him, to rejoice in him, to point others to him.
Exactly. And the more we realize this Christmas season, it will cause you can't contain it. The natural response is to rejoice. Jeff Kemp, as always, God bless. Thank you.
Soft rock or classic rock, R&B, hip hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. Get it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603D77. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount rates may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies.
Exergen temporal scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
This is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
That holy night in Bethlehem, all the angels sang. Mary had a little lamb, and Jesus was his name.
I'll tell you, I am, I'm just so pleased that Brad, who holds all this together. I mean, he's the engineer. He's handling all the dials there in Minneapolis for us, and we connect with him, and he puts up with me. And even my last minute request, he always comes through for me. And this is one of the songs that I wanted to play for you this Christmas season from Rotten Rose. I don't know if you heard it, but originally when he wrote this song, and I want to bring Samantha Mao on right now, the Good News Girl, because we're going to be talking about all the good news stories and talk about these trending topics. Hey, Sam, how you doing? Merry Christmas to you. Sam, are you there? Okay, we lost her. We're going to reconnect with her. But to finish up with the story, when I heard this song, it was so touching because Rob was talking about, when he wrote, he was telling his producers and people, I want to do this song. And Mary had a little lamb. That's it's a nursery rhyme. What do you mean? How are you going to do that? But wow, I mean, what they were able to do with this lyric, Mary had a little lamb and Jesus is the lamb. I mean, it was just so enlightening to listen and consider that nursery rhyme in a different context of what it really was about. And this is powerful. I'm so glad. Thank you, Brad, for doing that. Sam, did you get a chance to hear that little bit of the intro there from Rod and Rose, Mary had a little lamb?
Unfortunately, I didn't. I got disconnected for a second there, but I'm back now. So.
Okay, you're back now. Anyway, you've got to Google it and watch it on YouTube. Listen to the whole song. It is so touching. I was just telling the audience that when Rod came up with this idea, he said, "Well, I'm going to. I just had this song I've been wanting to do." And they go, "Oh, Mary had a little. That's a nursery rhyme. What are you doing?" But he put his own you know, his own spin, his own, you know, signature on it. And yes, Mary had a little lamb, and Jesus is the lamb. And I hadn't even thought about that before. I just thought that was just rather insightful and precious. And it's one of these new Christmas songs, and it's probably been around for a while, but for some reason it seems to be catching on, you know, this year. So I wanted to share it with everybody. So anyway, I love this time of year because we get to hear the traditional Christmas songs, and always look forward to maybe the new groundbreaking Christmas songs that are coming through that'll be the traditional songs going forward, because God only knows we need a refreshing, because you know, the cancel culture will come in. They'll probably eradicate, you know, some of our musical discography along the way, because somehow there's something about it, you know, some incorrect pronoun. I mean, when you've got baby, it's cold outside, and it's somehow I don't know, you know, it always goes back to what's in your heart, right? And
And who could be offended? I still am not sure how "Baby It's Cold Outside" is offensive. I know it, I've heard it is, but I'm always excited about hearing the next Christmas song. You know, what's going to be the next "All I Want for Christmas Is You"?
Yeah, exactly.
The next song to take over.
Well, yeah, you can't even ask for your two front teeth anymore, because it probably could speak of abuse in some form or fashion. God only knows. This cancel culture, I mean, they're canceling everything before they know it. They go, oh, my goodness, I just canceled myself. You know, what do I do? hey, speaking on the brighter side of things, you got a 7-year-old girl that leaves her doll for a slain Mesquite officer's children. Boy, what a touching story here. Tell us about this.
So Jada Cobb, she lives near the police station, and her mother was upset when and her were both upset when they saw the memorial there. A police officer was recently killed right near there, and he was shot when he was responding to a domestic dispute, and he was killed. And so Jada finds out about this, and so she decides that she's going to go, and she's going to leave a doll in case the police officer has any children. And it turns out he has three. They're older, though. One of them's in college and actually ended up responding to this. And Jada goes and she leaves her favorite doll because she wants to make them feel better. And this is a 7-year-old girl. And she says,
she parts with her favorite doll.
Her favorite doll.
Wow.
And, you know, I think something like that, like the officer's children were talking about, how much it meant to them for her to, you know, have that kind gesture and to have that kind of heart and love for the officer that she didn't know. And I just think this is a great story about a little, to part with her favorite doll. You know, this Christmas time, most kids are thinking about what they want on their Christmas list, and Jada's sitting there thinking about what can she do to make this officer's family feel a little better. What can she do for the children? So, she leaves her sweet little doll at the memorial site, and in case people didn't know why it was there, I thought it was important to share this story. Of her little selfless spirit, and maybe we can all learn from that.
Seven years old. Wow, amazing. Well, you know, and you know, this is the kind of thing we love to share, because this is the season. It's the season of gratitude, the season of giving and receiving, you know, because you need a giver and a receiver. That's what completes the circle, even though it's better to give than to receive. But it's not like receiving's a bad thing either, you know, because you've got to have somebody to receive what it is that you've given, right? But it's just better to give, and if you're in that position. But hey, if you're receiving, it's a good thing too. So don't discount it altogether, because there has to be somebody on the other end. Speaking of which, you know, of all the bad things that are said about attorneys, here's one, you know, doing some positive things for the less fortunate. You got an attorney, he purchased something like $30,000 in gift cards to help the less fortunate. Tell us about this story.
That's right. So Kenneth Allen of Allen Law Group, he was hearing many heartbreaking stories, and he was seeing tears at the cash registers at his local Meijer store, and he decided, you know what, I think I might be able to help. And he ends up purchasing $100 gift cards. So he purchases $30,000 worth of $100 gift cards, because he was talking about, he used to actually buy gifts and give them to people. But he's like, you know, this might actually be better so he can, so people can choose what to buy for themselves or loved ones.
Right.
And Meyer ends up participating and they give 10% discount to all these people using the gift cards. So it stretches the money that much further. And he was saying, I think I'm doing what God put me on the planet to do, to help people.
Wow.
And then, you know, I'd be really curious to hear the stories of the people that received the gift cards and what they did with that.
Exactly.
Because I think that's a good chance to pay it forward.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm guessing pretty much all those people probably end up spending the money on their loved ones and not themselves.
Yeah.
And I would just love to see what happened.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, there's lots of stories there. You got $30,000 worth of gift cards, you know, $100 gift cards there. That's a... That's a lot of stories and a lot of blessings going on. And God bless the attorney and the store for adding another 10%. You know, that's $110 worth of product that you know is available as a result of this attorney's generosity and the store's generosity as well. This next story, you've got Ohio siblings donating thousands of toys to a children's hospital, and they do this every Christmas, huh?
Yes, this has been going on for 6 years now. And Tyler and Monica Slavin, they've donated nearly 50,000 toys to children at Nationwide Children's Hospital. Like I said, it started in 2015. And so what they were talking about is usually these children that are in the children's hospital at Christmas time, they're not there for a routine visit. This is somewhere they're going to be, you know, throughout the month or the week, and they're going through something usually very challenging. Something that, you know, even as adults, we have a hard time dealing with. So the emotional toll that it takes on children when they're sick and they're in the hospital, especially during the holidays and missing out on everything, I can't really imagine. And I think this is such a great thing for these siblings to start doing. I guess they started realizing the children were stuck in the hospital during this time, and they both kind of had that spirit with each other, and they were in college at the time, and they're like, we're going to start doing it. And so they did. And I can't believe 50,000 toys. That's
wow. That's just huge. Exactly.
Isn't that huge?
See, this is what happens during this time of year. You know, this is what makes this season so special, because it is a season of thanksgiving, of gratitude and rejoicing, and peace on earth, goodwill toward men. And it is infectious, and it just naturally flows out. Yes, we're seeing, you know, other representations of evil around our country with smashing and grabbing and lawlessness that's going on. But, you know, meanwhile, there are people that are still holding to the values that are so foundational to, you know, the Christmas holiday and God's incredible gift to his creation. And it's such a blessing to hear these stories and hear how it just naturally outflows. You've got a customer here in this next story that surprises a homeless, and it says Dunkin' employee. Is this a Dunkin' Donut employee with a furnished home? Is that what this is?
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
That's right. Wow. So Ebony Johnson, she works at the Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru in Cincinnati, and there's a lady named Suzanne Burke who's her regular customer. And they became friends a few years ago, about 3 years ago. And recently, Suzanne noticed that Ebony hadn't been there for a few weeks, and she was trying to figure out what was going on. And she found out that Ebony and her family had been evicted from her home.
Mm.
And, you know, Suzanne starts thinking about it, and she's just like, you know what, I wonder if there's something that I can do about it. And she learned she teamed up with a nonprofit organization and a staging partner to surprise Ebony and her family, and they ended up getting a brand new home this year that's fully furnished, which, I mean,
wow.
To have the home furnished as well is just amazing. And she surprised her just in time for Christmas. And
oh, how cool is that? That's awesome.
Can you imagine a better gift?
Wow.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, I'm telling you. She's the good news girl. Now you know why. Check out her on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. You'll also find out about Wilmington's Chick-fil-A viral sensation that is inspiring everybody once again with their national commercial. Thank you, Sam.
We've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
The final phase.